It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. So there are tons of artists out there who have released lots of career-defining songs, but sometimes that song is so big, one of them at least, that you're like, oh, that's that band.
Yeah.
Like Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
You know, the very first song that comes to mind for me. Rod Stewart, Maggie May. But for Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Now, a lot of times, the funniest thing is these artists have a weird relationship with those songs. Rod Stewart almost did not include Maggie May on the album.
Really?
He said he just didn't feel like it was a great song, and he thought it was too long.
Well, he was wrong.
Bohemian Rhapsody, some members of Queen were like, we're doing this song, but I don't know what this
not
is.
Not feeling it, yeah.
It's different. John Bon Jovi wrote the song with his former lead guitarist and bandmate Richie Sambora and noted songwriter and craftsman Desmond Child. And he said, we literally had nothing. We walked in a writing session. We started putting ideas together. And when it was done, I walked out of the room and said, Richie, this is pretty awful. Maybe we could just give it to a movie soundtrack or something.
Oh, my goodness.
He said, Richie looked at me and said, you are an idiot. This is great. He said, I didn't feel it. Huh. He said, with the bass line going chugga, 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 I thought it sounded like Bon Jovi trying to rip off The Clash. He said, but what did I know? It ended up being a career-defining moment.
That song, when Mackenzie was little, she thought the name of it was Living on a Prairie.
Living on a Prairie.
Yes, that's the way she would sing it. And so that's what it will always be to us.
Maybe a country artist could change it and re-record it that way. Instead of Tommy used to work on the docks, it's, you know, Tommy used to work on the farm. Living on a prairie.